Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward XX. So we dropped all of our prices
Yeah.
because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
And they
that's
would take care of
exactly,
us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it. And we'll see you there. Common confidential. You know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our Awkward Pillow Talk podcast
Yeah.
again. I'm consistently humbled by this because everybody keeps reaching out and being like, this is so cool, or this episode was awesome.
Right.
And it doesn't make sense to me that people are appreciating it. But I appreciate that everybody
Right.
else is appreciating it. And today I'm excited because we have another guest. This was almost more exciting. I like having my own show, but I like talking to interesting people. I
Yeah.
think that's my favorite part of it about this. And Naomi, I'm sure, is going to be no different. And Naomi, like I said, I'm going to let you introduce yourself because I'm going to mess it up. So go ahead and introduce yourself, Naomi. Hello.
Hello, Jason. Hello, Stephanie. No pressure to be an interesting guest, but let me introduce myself. So I am a practitioner who works with women who have sexual pain and sexual issues, like no libido, lack of orgasm, problems with sex, that kind of deal, which is why I thought Awkward Pillow Talk is the perfect forum to have a chat about this. Awesome. Because
100%.
This is what we're all about, hey?
Yeah,
for sure. We've had, so you've had issues with pain right. before, and it was something that we had to like really just dial down and try to figure out how to get past it. There was a long time. There's like a good 6 month period where you're just like, this hurts all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And I think it's, I mean, I could be wrong. You could tell me that I am, but I felt like part of it was a little psychological possibly because she was so stressed out and everything was just locking up. Mm-hmm. And of course there could have been other things involved in it too, but I know that's a thing that a lot of people struggle with. How can you possibly have a libido when it hurts to even think about doing anything, you know?
Well put. Yep. Totally. And it's really super common as well. Like, let's just name, I'm just going to drop some statistics. Like, because it's unknown, because there's so much shame and fear around it that a lot of women just don't reach out for help, don't get help when they do, don't even talk to their family or their friends about it. And I know, you know, I've spoken to women in their 60s and 70s who never actually even let their sexual partner, long-term sexual partner, know that it was hurting. They just pushed on through. It's a really, unfortunately, a really super common kind of scenario. But what we think is around 30% of women have chronic sexual pain, which means longer term sexual pain, and up to 70% of women, like you, Stephanie, will have it at some point in their life, and then it may go on its own, or you may find the treatment that is right for your body in order to heal it.
It's so crazy to me too, because like the stigma is enough. Genitalia wise, you're fine. The stigma is enough about genitalia in general, about pleasure, you know, that you don't want to talk about the pleasure side of it. Right. So, of course, you don't want to talk about the pain side of it when it has to do with you trying to get pleasure for your, you know what I mean? So people are just going to shut down completely. Definitely. And like you.
Yeah.
To where I was like, I mean, thankfully, I was like, no, this isn't going to be a thing. I've never just been like, let me just get mine. Right. I've always been like, I'm super concerned that she is also enjoying herself.
Right. Yeah.
So instead of me just being like, oh, I'm going to accept it and push through
it.
I was like, we're going to find a fucking solution to this because this isn't okay. But I know a lot of people aren't like that. And if they don't have a supportive partner and they've got anxiety and they didn't know that somebody like you existed,
or that
they're just going to be stuck in this wrong zone.
You know, like they could just be like, okay, this is just the way it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Because they just don't want to talk about it. It's so wild to me that society has turned into this thing to where sex is such a taboo that we can't talk about it.
And there's a couple of other factors as well to think about as well. Like, so say you're a young woman and you're having sex for the first time and you're experiencing sex for the first time. If you're like any kind of modern young woman, at least from Western societies I can speak to, we've all been taught that sex hurts the first time, right? Stephanie, I assume that you were also taught that. Like, there might be blood that's going to hurt the first time. Am I allowed to swear on this podcast? Okay, so that's total bullshit. Like, it's not supposed to hurt the first time. Most women, by the time they get to their first like penetration experience, the hymen or the corona, that area that's supposed to tear and bleed and hurt, it doesn't even exist anymore, if it ever existed, if it wasn't just like a few fragments of tissue at the point of birth, let alone like all of the activities and sports and things or tampon use that can actually, it's no longer intact. So first of all, we go into sex thinking it's going to hurt, right? And then for a lot of us as well, we may have been sexually educated, for example, from seeing porn that's violent and having this understanding that sex is therefore painful, because no matter what, if you haven't had sexual experiences and you're watching some kind of violent sexual act or like that appears to be violent, somebody can say to you, no, don't worry, she's enjoying it as well. But in your head, you're like, nah.
No, I
can't
that.
See it, right?
So
there's those things. There's kind of like the expectation it's going to hurt, and then it hurts, and you're like, oh, well, that's just what's supposed to happen.
Right.
But not realizing that it's absolutely not what's supposed to happen. And then the other side of that, unfortunately for a lot of women, we're talking multiple doctor visits before we get taken seriously about this kind of stuff. Like they say with conditions like endometriosis, which is not just sexual pain, it's a whole complex condition, but sexual pain is often part of it, it can take up to 9 9 years before you finally find a doctor or a specialist who goes, hey, I know what's going on. I know which tests to run. I know what to how to support you.
You know what's wild to me? We went to the doctor one time because you were having, it was painful enough that when you went to your gynecologist, you brought it up to her. And I remember the only solution she gave you was, oh, start using coconut oil.
Yes.
And I was like, cool.
That's better than a lot of solutions that are offered, because we're talking, just go home and drink a bottle of wine and then it won't hurt anymore. If you love your partner enough, it won't hurt anymore.
Are you serious?
Like stuff, yes. I'm just like,
wow. Holy shit.
So cruel, because it tells the woman that it's all on her, that it's her problem. And then she's like, but I love my partner. I love him so much. They told me, so therefore I must not love him enough, or I'm doing something wrong. Instead of just going, hey. Like, if your arm's broken, you fix your arm, right? Somebody helps you fix your arm. So right. Why is it this suddenly is like this, like, no, go and deal with it yourself. We can't help you.
That is so
crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized how, like, wildly, like, not out there, but, like, how, like, the lack of,
it's
like.
It's just a different perspective to think of it that way.
The lack of help that, you know, women get when something like this comes
up. But you're
up.
Right, because you really did think, I know for a fact your mindset was like, it's going to hurt. Like you were at the mindset for the last 10 years that like sex and orgasms just were not even going to be like the same thing. We're finally breaking through this to where it's like, no, it can be, we just have to let that, your mind has to, you know, let go and enjoy.
Right.
And I'm hoping that we're taking other people on this journey with us too, because I think a lot of people started out with Steph's mindset of being closed off and just thinking like things are very much in a box. Things do not, you know, combine.
Like sex is meant for procreation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not for
enjoyment. Yeah. Right. Yep.
You're like, that's it. Like, but no, I mean, it's a whole lot more. It's just a matter of, like you said, like kind
of
like,
I think there's a lot of people that have that same mindset as you. And hopefully by like, we've run into all these specialists and stuff that have told us these different roadblocks, and what's funny is you've almost had all of them. But
basically
you can't be alone in that,
right?
And so now we're offering these resources to people and saying, hey, not only are you not alone in this, but here's also these resources of people that like can sympathize with you and can, you know, help teach you how to ask for the help that you need. Which I think is important, being able to use the right words and even being able to say, hey, I know I need help. And I think these might be some of the categories that I need help in, as opposed to just being like, I am just clueless. Right. You know, I'm just going to sit back and just hope that something changes.
Right.
So.
And Stephanie, I don't know about you, but I know that my sex ed, both from like family and from school, was just, it was abysmal, right? Like, I also have a religious background. So I had the, you wait until you're married and then you have sex because of God, your partner and children. And so there was no real discussion about the possibility of the body, the possibility of pleasure, like what all of that meant, but really like fundamental stuff that I wish every woman knew. Like, for example, it takes between 25 to 45 minutes for a woman's body to be fully aroused before penetration is actually like really welcomed by the body. The head might be like, woohoo, I'm on, let's go, let's do this. And the body is not ready. And most of us don't actually know like what it feels to have like this fully aroused body, because we're used to having sex a lot faster because we have these stories going on, like I'm taking too long, my partner's going to be bored, whatever, like whatever our story is, instead of like just surrendering.
Not bored.
There we go. I'll leave you two to work that out.
I've kept myself entertained. It is you that is rushing.
Yeah, it is.
But we're talking like the body doesn't even, like a lot of us don't even understand what a fully aroused body feels like. And a fully aroused body is what's needed in order to have like full pelvic relaxation and opening in order to have something coming inside. But we're not taught this kind of stuff, you know, being taught that sex is for babies or for God is not really that useful when it could be anatomical, like facts that are practical and that we can utilize to actually have healthy, happy sex lives, which is what I would love to see the change.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So the sex education class was basically like what you were saying, like, you know, it didn't do much.
I mean, I did most of my sex education through Pornhub, so I feel like I'm pretty much an expert at this point. I should probably have a PhD in something.
Yeah, you and I might have to have a chat about this, Jason. There might be a few things you might need to unlearn about that.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I had no sex education either, and it turned into, I think most of my education came within the last 10 years trying to educate her in different ways than how I was educated myself, because obviously a lot of my information did come through porn, but I'm also not an idiot. So I would double check things, you know, and just be like, you know,
blindly like, la, 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 this is right.
Yeah. And then once she got into the picture and she was just so clueless, I was like, okay, she's not just going to take my word for it. I have to like go and like find like other people that are going to back me up with like a story or an article or something. So I feel like I've, over the last, you know, of course, the last decade, I've gotten pretty goddamn knowledgeable.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of guys will not go on that same path that I went on, and they will get stuck at that porn thing. And that is such a downfall, man.
That's such a sad thing.
That's why I like, you know, I think people watching the authentic stuff, like we have, you know, us, our friends, when we produce stuff, sometimes it is obviously staged a little bit, but none of it's going to be to the point, like Steph is just not going to fake something. You cannot tell her to fake feeling good if something hurts. You know, you're going to look at her and be like, oh, she is not enjoying that moment whatsoever.
Right.
And I feel like that's the real part of porn. You know what I mean? You're going to be, well, first off, I'm not going to be filming her not feeling good. But you're going to be able to tell by looking at this stuff that Steph is enjoying what she's doing. It's a, you know, a situation that she wanted to be in, not a situation that somebody was like, hey, here's $1,000. Let's see how many dicks we can throw your way.
Right.
You know? And I feel like that's a big issue with a lot of the porn that these guys are getting. They're not going to care about how their wife's vagina is feeling because they're watching their vagina get destroyed on camera by 10 different dudes.
Right.
Like, no, I've seen that chick handle that. You can handle mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
It's just
a few more in.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. The stigmas and everything are just so wild to me.
And the other thing that porn kind of doesn't ever show, Jason, or often doesn't show, is like the lead up and what it actually takes for a woman's body to be ready and open. Like if you actually are educated about sex through porn, you assume that a woman is ready. She's on, like it doesn't take much. And I would say to any guy who's watching this, who like genuinely wants like better sex with his female partner, like slow the fuck down, like slow down at least to 10% of how fast you're moving now. And then double that, like slow down so much for her body. It's not what you're seeing on camera. The camera is all about the angles and all about the marketing of a product. It's
we have a formula. You know, we know essentially that our videos need to be at least 7 minutes in order for somebody to have their, you know, orgasm or whatever.
Right.
And it's got to be a good 7 minutes. And 7 minutes is not enough to have a proper, you know, sexual interaction. Typically, before we're filming, we've already fucked several times in the day.
Not like,
you know, not completion, but we're edging all day long. So when we get to the point of filming, it's, we're ready to go. You know, there's that 45 minutes prior to it was
already
done in the day.
Right.
And I think that's obviously not, I wouldn't say it's our fault for that, but like, that's what a lot of people are dealing with is, you know, these actors are ready to go because nobody wants to see that lead up. You know, watching my face be buried between her legs is cool for like a minute or two, but not for 45 minutes.
Exactly. You know? Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
The like, you know, just like the relaxation part of like the just like.
Oh, yeah. Just the gentle rubbing and stuff like that. Like, all the stuff leading up to it that doesn't, you know, to make her feel like she's in a safe enough space to even be able to have four people come over.
Yeah. 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 It's tough.
Mm hmm.
So.
Yeah.
So with, obviously, you know, for me, I have no issue taking my time. But then on the flip side, we have somebody like Steph who's like, she's in her mind that it's got to be quicker too. So how do we convince her to slow down and say, hey, it's okay to take longer as well? Because, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'm like, I'm ready for like a whole tantra session. You know, I could do like 2 hours on her. She'd just be good to go. But she's like about 7 minutes in, 10 minutes in, she's like, I think I got some Pokemon I need to catch or something. Like,
I'm ready to go.
Something else is going on.
So I got to do the dishes.
So there is a lot about that, though, you know, Jason and Stephanie, like, honestly, because, you know, first of all, there's like all of our belief patterns as women, Steph, like, you know, I'm taking too long, the way I look, the way I smell, the way I taste, the way, you know, like all of the things that are all playing in, right? And then it's what we believe about our partner's experience, what we think our partner is experiencing without possibly even any like communication about that. But then there is also the nervous system part, is how much can my nervous system actually handle? Because, you know, we're used to our nervous system. We're used to like the concept of stress, and we're used to the concept of like jumping when we get frightened or getting overwhelmed and stressed because of work. And that we sort of have like these thresholds that our nervous system can take. Like, I can get this stressed and I'm still okay, but then if this extra thing happens, I know I'm going to lose it and it's going to look like this, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we don't have the same idea about pleasure. But it's kind of the same deal. Like, I can take in this much pleasure, but then at some point my nervous system's going to go, okay, that's it. That's all I can manage right now.
You were the first person that has described her perfectly.
I got a butt, Stephanie. I've got a butt. Wait.
I just want to give you your props while you're there, because that was that was incredible. Go ahead.
So here is the butt. The butt is, just like we can learn to manage stress, we can learn to welcome in pleasure. Because what we've done is we've created this threshold, right? And some point, some part of our life, some part of our belief system has said, I'm only allowed to have this much. But that's like cutting us off from all of this that's available. And so then it gets to the point of, well, then how can I actually start welcoming in just that little bit more? And just in the same way as my massive stress overload isn't fixed like this and then everything's sorted, the amount of pleasure and the amount of surrender that we can manage is also not fixed like this and then it's all sorted, right? If it's even something we want to work with, because maybe 7 minutes is like, I'm good, right? But if you really want to have the 7 hours of just like, you know, sex with God kind of universal deal, then opening up the nervous system to manage that, but doing it like little bit by little bit, using the breath is like a really beautiful place to start. If you don't know where to start, using the breath and just like going, okay, I'm hitting that wall. I know what that wall is. I'm like itchy to get finished now. But what if I just pause here and breathe into it and I give myself another 10 seconds this time, just a tiny bit more. If you say, you know, like it's a safety thing as well, right? You have to feel safe surrendered in and all of those things. But like slowly working that piece as well can open things up.
You were awesome.
Yeah, because like, want the 7 hour sex with God session. That's right. Tell the truth, Jason.
No, you were really dead on though. Like honestly, it was oddly accurate. So
yeah, like with the threshold. Like,
we've been talking about that honestly, even within the last week, yesterday.
Yeah,
last night we were banging over on the side of our house.
Yeah.
We were getting ready to or doing something. I don't remember what I was doing. But I was like, I was doing something. Just all of a sudden she was like, too much. I was like, how was I supposed to know? You were vibing. And then it was just done. Like we're looking up at the stars. It was breezy. It was wonderful. And she's like, I'm like, okay, well, let me try putting my hand on your chest or something and see if I can like feel that.
Yeah.
That didn't do shit either. it was a good one though, right? I was like,
Let me see.
Yeah. And I was like, no, that just, didn't all change.
It was just like, okay, I've hit that.
And so that's threshold. Literally what you just talked about is what we were discussing last night. Is how do we overcome that?
Right.
Because there's always that point where she's just reached it. It's too much, and she has to back away.
Yep.
Now. So we got to figure out how to get her to basically push back past that, or to tell me to slow down for a second or to move to something.
Yeah.
No, no pushing past. I don't ever believe in pushing past anything, because that's how we wound up.
Past was the bad way of.
No, but it'd be like divert it to maybe something else.
Yes, that is.
Okay. Or Jason, you get really good at reading Stephanie's cues and you're starting like start paying attention. And when Stephanie reaches that threshold, notice what happened 30 seconds before. And you pay attention to that so that when that happens, you back off.
Can I tell you what happens 30 seconds before though?
Well, it's up to Stephanie. It's her body and her being.
Nothing. There's no nothing.
There's zero cues.
There's zero cues.
Yeah. Okay.
No, nothing. And then it's like, You know, like, I'll be
happy. I think maybe if I had, like, one of those, like, EKG machines, like, I might be able to read it. Like, something, like, really, really precise medical equipment. But other than that, there is zero, like...
Yeah.
She doesn't even give me a leg shake.
Yeah, nothing. Like, I mean, but I won't even know. It's like...
But it's because she's in her... She gets in this zone where she's...
Yeah, okay.
You know, she's... And I can't wake her out of it. It's like...
Yeah.
She's like, either going to... It's either going to become too much or she's going to fall asleep on me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what. That's why I got to have a camera on. Camera keeps her awake for some reason. She loves playing in front of a camera. That's the whole reason we did this career, just so I could have sex.
That's it. Yep. Yeah. No, I don't know. There's never any, like, cues. There's never, like, oh, I could, like you said, like, go back 30 seconds and, like, see. Like, to me, it's like, I don't even, like, I can't even go back and, like, see what happened in that time. It's just like, I just know that, like, it was feeling good and then it wasn't. And there's no, like, it's like I just hit, like, a wall. And then...
I will say, thankfully for my confidence, she's allowed us to be swingers. So I know for a fact that I can make other women come. Mm-hmm. And I can read cues.
It's just me.
It's just her. She's stubborn. She's the puzzle that I'm going to unlock, though. I've told her consistently.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm going to figure this shit out because I figured everything else out about her.
Yep.
I'm going to figure it out, and then she's just going to be squirting everywhere.
Okay. Do you want a little hint then, Jason? Do you want a little something,
I'm ready
to,
for it.
Something to go with? It's slow, sensual touch with no expectation of an end result. Because her nervous system is picking up that you probably are wanting an end result. You're wanting her to come. You're wanting to see that she's having pleasure. You're wanting to have a result, right, from your touch.
Naturally. No.
Not all the time.
I've been very specific about that.
Okay.
Yep. I tell her consistently that there is zero expectations. We learned that very early in the lifestyle. And we took it from going from swinging when we go to swinging clubs to then bringing it into our bedroom in general, is that there should be no expectations for sex in general. Yes. It should be enjoyable. And when it gets to that point, then it can get to that point. That's how I feel it.
I totally agree with you. And your head could be very clearly saying that, but pay attention to what your energy is doing. Pay attention to, like, the subconscious thing that you've got going on, because her nervous system is not picking up on what your head's thinking. It's picking
Naomi,
up on
my
what
sexual your... energy is wild. Okay. I can't control it. Nobody can control it. Okay. That's her problem.
Right.
She needs to learn how to harness that.
Oh, geez.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's why we get the unicorns coming in. They can, that's their problem.
I hear you, though. I hear you. I do have that issue too, where I'll be, like, sitting there rubbing her, and then all of a sudden I've got my finger up her snatch.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hey, how'd that happen? Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, it just felt like that was the right place to go.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, you'd be like rubbing my shoulders, go down my bag, and all of a sudden you're like, whoop. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. It's just not even, like, I'm not even trying to get laid. It's just like, hey, that's just where I ended up. So, no, I do agree with you. My energy is probably a little mismatched on that.
Yeah.
That is something I can work on. But I think you also need to work on figuring out how to find your voice a little more.
Yeah.
Or just, like, smack me if you have to. Like a fucking, like, Jeopardy buzzer or something, you know? Like, That'll give me the hint. Like, move to a different location.
Yeah,
you know, I'll go nibble on a toe for a second. I don't know. Whatever you need.
Yeah.
I'm shameless.
Yeah. That's true.
So, with people that are having this pain for penetration, does that often turn into, like, vibration and stuff too? Like, are people that are dealing with sexual pain with their partner, do they also always have pain through, like, I don't know, toys and stuff too? Like, are there women that have that full spectrum issue?
Pain is pain. Yeah. A woman who has, like, the true, like, sexual pain or pelvic pain conditions, like, toys are not for most of them. And, like, for some, yes, it really is very dependent. It's dependent with the location of the pain, what makes it better, what makes it worse, all of that kind of thing. I do actually find for a lot of women that actually the vibration toys make things worse if there's already a pain condition, because they can actually cause tension. And also for numbness, it can actually make things worse as well.
What would you recommend then if that, I mean, other than obviously getting treatment, if they're not to use, you know, vibration toys and stuff like that, is that just fingers at that point and you just kind of try to figure out your best way around it?
There's definitely the fingers. So it's not about working out the best way around it. It's working out the best way to support the body so it doesn't need to be having pain. Okay. Pain's always a conversation. Pain comes because the body's trying to tell us something. And so the best way around it is actually to slow down, use fingers, talk to the body, breathe with the body, touch yourself gently, again, with no expectation. Like, how many women touch their vulva unless it is like because of medical conditions, hygiene, or like for an orgasm? We don't actually just touch our bodies for the joy and the love of touching them. And to really slowly do that and get to know the body instead of touching with an end result in like an end game in mind.
You should have your hands on your vulva like I have my hands on my balls all the time.
You probably.
Nobody gets anything done, huh?
Yeah, we would never get anything done. Yeah.
Yeah. So I always recommend fingers and slowness for female bodies.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, too, like, especially when we started out, the vibrator definitely made things numb.
Yeah.
In general.
For sure.
So I feel like over years of time, that's got to make it harder for, you know, you to enjoy just like the touch of somebody's hands versus.
Totally. You
know, if I had vibrator fingers, that'd be sweet.
But, you know.
But I don't.
Yeah. Nope. Not yet.
Science that's hasn't gotten deal, there yet. Right? They're working on it.
The same with the mouth and the tongue, right? If you're used to like a stimulation of a vibrator, going back to a natural human kind of touch can actually feel really boring or like not really add anything at all.
Okay.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So we just got to throw away all your vibrators.
Oh, no.
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey.
It's going to be a really pleasant month in our house. Well, Naomi, I will let you go here. This was a really fun conversation.
I do
ask a question. I ask an awesome question. What Naomi, you can say, tell me, no, you don't do this. That's fine.
Or you don't want to talk about it.
Or you don't want to. But look, porn is obviously something that we deal with here and discuss. Mm-hmm. Is porn something that you watch, Naomi?
No, it's not. So I struggle a little with porn because in a lot of ways I'm kind of dealing with the aftermath of porn, which is the impact it's having on women's bodies and women's psyches. And I totally understand that this is your jam.
Well, to be fair, I feel like we do it a little differently. We have an ethical standard to it.
Deal, right? It depends on how it's done and it depends on what it is. And it depends on the age and the psychic maturity of the often. I mean, we're talking 8-year-old kids are watching porn and upwards, right? And I feel like I am now treating a lot of like the young women who have been brought up with that. And now they've got the fear and the shame and all of like, I don't look like her. I can't do what she does. You know, like all of that goes along with that looks like it hurts. Mm-hmm. So I struggle with porn as a concept. Yeah.
So what is your, do you have an escape to get into something? We've had somebody else that said that they would do, they did like erotic novels or something. Is there any other escape that you have to be able to get your mind away?
Yeah. I mean, look, I've spent the last 10 or more years, like really building up my body's capacity to have sensation. So I can orgasm just about anywhere in my body these days, right? So
awesome.
It doesn't.
You're even cooler now.
Yeah. I mean, I think so too. It doesn't. I don't need to I don't often need to have something coming in from outside. It's like, it's enough just to be present with my own touch and with my own, or with whatever is actually happening in my body.
No, that's awesome.
I'm actually glad I asked that question. Thank you.
Yeah. And that's possible, especially for women. I mean, I'm sure it's possible for you guys as well, but I know for women that like the amount of pleasure that our bodies can have is off the scale. Really, really amazing.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Naomi, thank you very much for talking to us. I really did enjoy talking to you.
Yeah.
I always connect with these guests like you to where it's just like you've given me something to think about that I'd never thought about before.
Or you reiterate a point.
That I've been telling her for years.
Yeah.
But
hearing it from somebody else always.
But I guarantee you I'm going to be thinking about
good,
it.
Huh? Yeah.
I'll be thinking about it now for the next like 2 weeks. Because that's just what happens to me.
Good.
But I may end up reaching back out to you. If you were ever.
If someone was true.
Yep. She's keeping me on track today. All right, here's my second.
It's early here for us.
It is early here. Here's my second thing that we always do. So Steph has crazy, or had crazy anxiety, and mm-hmm. part of that was, you know, not wanting to reach out to people.
If yep. I needed help with something.
And yeah. with you having, you know, being able to offer help, if somebody wants to reach out to you, Naomi, yep. are you going to immediately call them on the phone and force them to speak on the phone? Because as I tell everybody else, your business is dead to Stephanie if she has to yep. speak to you on the phone. Are you willing to email, message, that right. kind of stuff? So, yep. you know, give us a soft interaction or introduction.
Or like how the communication
yeah.
would go.
Yeah. How would that work to reach out to you?
So on my website, there's a link that you can book in for a free chat with me for half an hour. It's a Zoom call just because it's easier when we, you know, mm-hmm. it's easier when you see faces. And I just want to make it really clear. Like, I never push. Like, I don't. If you can say to me whatever, also I've heard it, you know, so it's not going right. to shock me. Right. And you can say to me what you need to say to me, and I'm going to be really completely honest about what I see is happening and what I see is the potential for you and your body. And so you can just reach out and have a chat to me. You can email me. I offer like free online like classes during the year. I've got one coming up next week that's called The 3 Secrets of Sexual Confidence. So like stuff like that happens as well. So you can get a taste of my flavor and the way that I work before you even commit to even having a conversation with me, or just have a chat as well. If you're just like, I just need somebody to talk to, it's totally okay as well.
Awesome. And I will let the listeners know too. I told Naomi before the call that she could yell at me if yeah. she needed to. And she did not yell at me once.
Not once.
So very she's, well behaved. She's super nice. So yeah. you shouldn't have to worry about that.
Well, either. Let's drop her thing. The think she's got going on next week. That way we can get it out and you know, get people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it'll be on the, we'll have the link yeah. in the description yep, and stuff down at the bottom. So we can definitely make sure that people do follow that. And this one should be out. But what is today?
Today is.
When does your class start?
Thursday. It's on Tuesday next week.
Okay.
I will make sure that this gets out by Saturday just to make sure that we have enough time to do some extra marketing for you on it.
Beautiful.
And I will send this over to you, like I said. Yep. Is there anything else that you wanted to add in before we let you go, Naomi?
Nope, that will do me. Thank you for the chat.
Right.
Awesome. Hang tight with us while we hit stop just so we can make sure everything finishes uploading. And we will hopefully talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
they
that's
would
exactly,
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available
right.
opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential, you know. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen. Be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.